Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood, well, kiss me, kiss me.
The Wintrust Community Banks Hour continues, and Dean Richards joins us, sponsored by the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Healthcare Center. So, Dean, the text question of the day is stuff you'd rather have me not talk about. All right, 312-981-7200. I had a list this morning of the sugar content of Starbucks drinks. And, you know, there are people in line at Starbucks while I'm telling them how much sugar they're drinking. So I said, things you'd prefer I not talk about.
I would like to hear the sugar content of knowing what I'm drinking.
What do you drink? Like, what's your Starbucks drink?
Well, I just drink straight black coffee. But if I was, one of these macchiato, the fancy drinks that they have, I think, you know what I used to like? The what's the cold kind of frosty? It's like a frosty ice
beer.
The Frappuccino.
Frappuccino. Yeah. I used to like that until I found out what the sugar content was.
Yeah, basically all of. All of the whipped cream added whatevers at Starbucks are 2 to 3 times what a can of Coke would be.
Yeah.
And you're drinking dessert. You might think it's coffee. It's like, you know what it is? It's like going to Dairy Queen, getting a Blizzard, and then going, I'm going to take another lap. I'm going through the drive through again.
Yeah.
So it's a lot.
I think that's very helpful information.
So here's the list.
I think you should be commended.
The list today, the text question of the day is, again, what do you not want to hear come out of my mouth? What do you not want to hear us talk about? And I've already eliminated the obvious ones, Dean. We'd like to eliminate you, Steve, and please stop talking about Donald Trump, because we actually like him and you're an idiot. Of course I'm going to continue to talk about Donald Trump, and of course I'm not going to listen to you about me quitting the show. I'm going to be here.
Can I give you one just to save me the
go
texting?
Ahead. Yeah.
I would say goiters.
Goiters? I don't think we have a goiter text yet.
I would prefer if you not talk about goiters.
I'll give you one in general, and everybody on the show knows this. The toilet talk. I have a big problem with the toilet talk.
What do you mean, talking while on?
Well, I've never actually done a show from the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah, no, I don't. I was famous in the bathroom, but never actually did a show from the bathroom. No, I just don't like when people talk about things that go on in the bathroom. I don't even like bringing it up that I don't like to talk about it.
Like what?
Shaving? Is that okay?
No, gross stuff.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're just being mean.
Just I don't trying like, to make me say
I don't
it.
Like talking while in the bathroom.
Just reading, Dean.
Nah, that's an always odd thing.
That's guy code. But there
should be an international law. You go in, you stare at the wall, you finish, you zip up, you get out.
No talking.
You drop by the sink.
I know we're breaking your rule, but I always wondered that. So when you and Dean, you happen to walk in the bathroom and
talking.
You guys
don't
talk.
And there's usually a safety urinal. If you have a chance to have space in between, you go with the safety urinal.
Right. What if there's only two?
Well, then you got to stand next to each other.
But you don't talk.
Only if one of the stalls is not open.
Yeah. No, I don't do the stalls.
That's interesting. You don't talk.
I would prefer a stall than standing next to
somebody.
Do you notice how we're talking about exactly what I said I don't want to talk about?
This will shock you guys. Women talk.
Oh, well, that's a
real
shocker.
We talk stall to stall, stall to sink.
That's a real shocker.
Sink to stall.
Here's the worst thing, Dean, and you know this. You walk in alone. You're standing at the urinal. You're minding your own business. You're not hurting anybody. You're thinking about stuff. And you're not talking. And suddenly from behind a closed stall door, you hear this voice. Yes, you want to get some lunch?
Oh.
And it's some idiot on a phone.
Right.
And for that split second, you think they're talking to you.
Yeah.
Ugh. So many of you people need help.
Yeah, you shouldn't bring your phone in the bathroom. That's just not right.
8:16. We'll come back. Dean has much information for you, including his sit down with Hugh Jackman. I can never tell which one's you and which one's Hugh Jackman when I watch that.
I know. He has a beard now, so it's a little easier to
tell
us apart. But
that's true.
Other than that, we're virtually identical.
Kanye West is nuts. Day 3 of the latest reports, or 4, I guess. Good Times might be a movie. And is the Star Wars Museum going to another city? And a one-man show involving Star Wars may be in the news. So stand by for all that. 821, Dean Richards back from Channel 9. For Steve and Dean on the Texters, who's the most famous person you ever stood next to at a urinal? Oh, I got a good one for this. You got one?
I don't think I have star a urinal with anyone.
I got a movie role standing next to a guy at a urinal. Wow. You know, when I did those five.
What'd you do to get the job?
Well, it was a slow day. A guy named Mike Binder, who
I didn't know you could write calligraphy.
Wait, do you see this? Mike Binder, a director, writer, former comedian even, was directing a movie that he put me in called Crossing the Bridge with Stephen Baldwin and Josh Charles and I'm forgetting somebody.
Oh, that's how you know Josh Charles.
Yeah, exactly. From The Good Wife.
From The Good Wife. Yeah. Not anymore.
But the most famous person I ever peed next to was President Bush, the first President Bush.
Wow.
Yeah. Really?
With Secret Service standing behind me.
Did you talk to him?
No talking.
Come on, it's the president. You guys wouldn't even say.
It's a longer story, and it's a good story.
What's the state of the union?
No, because, you know, I have this history of thinking the rules don't apply to me. I was emceeing an event, and the presidential bathroom was watched by a Secret Service agent for obvious reasons. I really, really, really had to pee. And the Secret Service agent was called away for a second. I thought I could duck in. I ducked in. The president ducked in shortly behind me. And the Secret Service guys wanted to kill me. And President Bush, and I don't do the impression, but President Bush said, and I quote, "For God's sakes, Jim, let the man finish." Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Wow.
So, no, not a long conversation. And then we had to go out and have the awkward moment on stage where I was introducing him.
Please tell me that hands were washed in this scenario.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, there's a sign in all the restrooms, all presidents must wash hands before returning to the campaign. Somebody texted from the 847, I stood next to Ron Jeremy at a Ponderosa.
Oh, my.
Oh, I'm sorry, at Ponderosa Sun Club. I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's different from the kind of meat I was thinking of.
Sounded like a resort. All right, so how nuts is Kanye?
Let's see. So what's the latest Kanye Nutty dropping? So some audio was released yesterday. It was put up by the New York Post. It was recorded backstage at SNL. Something went wrong with one of his stages. And somebody was recording. Kanye had a microphone on and was recording what he was saying. And he just had a complete meltdown. It is expletive-filled. No way that we could possibly play it. All you'd hear is beeping in it. As he repeatedly yells, "Don't bleep with me," didn't like what was going on. He rants about how he is 50% more influential than any artist, dead or alive. And also rails on Taylor Swift for no reason in the meltdown. Rails on Taylor Swift and calls her a big fake. So Kanye West people are objecting, saying this was a private conversation, should have never been recorded, should have never been released, which I kind of agree with. But it's out there in the internet sphere.
So here's the thing, that we're getting close to the point where I can't make I can't pick on Kanye West anymore, because it appears there's something seriously wrong with the guy.
There's a lot of erratic behavior.
It's beyond quirky. I mean, it's happening all the time now.
Yeah, when you hear this rave out, I mean, something technically went wrong, something with the staging. That, you know, and anyone who's ever done a show, that happens every single day.
Right.
That goes on all the time. So to have that kind of a meltdown because something technically has gone wrong, this was during rehearsal, too, not during the show.
Right.
It seems to be an awful lot of bad behavior. But if you want to, you know, I think I told you, didn't I, yesterday about this Kanye West GoFundMe page?
Yeah, is it real?
It's a fan has started it because, you know, he tweeted last week that he's $53 million in debt. So a fan has started this up to try to help him. And right now he is up to $3,600 in 2 days. So at this rate, he only needs 29,000 more days to hit his goal of $53 million.
Who's paying him? I wouldn't give him a dollar.
People are apparently pledging money to this. just so they can go on the page and insult him.
Yeah, because GoFundMe, I think I'm right about this, GoFundMe, if you don't reach your fundraising goal, the page goes away, so you're not committed. Is that right, Russ?
No, I think that's correct.
That's a Kickstarter, where you lose all your money. GoFundMe, you could technically let it happen. The reason you have to donate in order to comment. So people donate $5, and then they can say how stupid of an
idea
it is.
And then they trash them and say how much they can't stand them. And believe me, that's the mildest of what I've been reading about it. But hey, he's well on his way.
Good Times, the movie.
This time, this is by the original cast of the movie. John Amos, Jimmy J.J. Walker, Ralph Carter, Jeanette Dubois. All the originals are involved, except for Esther Rolle, because she passed away. They want to do a Good Times movie, which I think is a fantastic idea.
Sure.
Very beloved, the Evans family of Cabrini Green. Very beloved TV family. The cast wants to do a motion picture version of it. So they have started a Kickstarter page. They have $1 million goal, and they're up to about $2,000 right now.
It's almost Kanye territory.
So let's all pitch in for dynamite.
There continues to be an argument about the Star Wars Museum on the lakefront. Even though you thought that was settled, now the Star Wars developers, whoever they happen to be, are threatening to go to another city. Is it going to happen here or not? Do we know?
There is a lawsuit that's going on. So a judge, a federal judge here, has said that if construction begins, it's possible that everything may have to be torn down, depending on what happens with the civil case that's been started. So that is what has people wondering right now. Should they even bother with all this? Are they going to start working on this and then suddenly going to have to stop and everything torn down? The Friends of the Park is suing, saying that the building violates laws restricting development along the lakefront.
And there's a one-man Star Wars show coming to town?
Yeah, this is going to be in April at the Broadway Playhouse that's adjacent to Water Tower downtown. This guy comes in, he does a one-hour show, kind of mashes up all of the Star Wars movies together. He does all the characters, all the music, all the battles, all the everything.
I bet he doesn't have a girlfriend.
I was going to say, that'd be cool for maybe 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I could take an hour of it. But it's in April. The show's in April. Tickets are going to go on sale next week for that.
And Hugh Jackman in town promoting what?
He has got a new movie that's coming out next week called Eddie the Eagle.
It's about the Olympics ski jumper, right?
Yeah, Eddie Edwards was his name. It's a really nice, uplifting movie. I've seen it. We'll talk more about it next week. But Hugh Jackman, who plays Eddie's coach in the movie, was in town, and we talked about a bunch of things. One of the things that we talked about now, his fourth bout with skin cancer.
Wow.
And he just gave us the update on all that.
And it sounds like
happy,
this.
When I walked in to see your nose without the bandage on.
Yeah.
And you seem like, good. I mean, you've gone, I don't know if it's four or five times now.
Four on the schnoz, one on my arm. Wow. I'm paying apparently all of these skin cancers, which, by the way, there's three levels of skin cancer. Mine is the mildest form. That's all from sunburn when I was a teenager. They said it usually takes 20, 30 years to kind of come to becoming cancer. So when I was growing up, there was no sunscreen, really. None of us wore sunscreen and hats or anything like that. So wear sunscreen, and if you're like me, get checkups regularly. It's completely preventable as long as you get checkups.
I remember when I was a kid, we're about the same age, that we not only would not put sunscreen on, we would put oil on to fry ourselves even more.
Yeah, we
to intensify whatever damage was happening even more.
And at least you grew up in Chicago, Dan, right? I'm presuming. Did you?
Yes,
but at
I
least
did.
You had a period of the year where
we
there's no sun.
We have a period of year that's gloomy, right?
Well, in Australia, no. There was no period of no sun. Yeah. And the ozone layer, which we also didn't know about, was, this thin. So it was exacerbated.
Yeah, so he's got, you can definitely see some scarring on his nose up close where they've done these surgeries to remove the cancer. But he's become the number one advocate for that right now.
And last thing, along with continuing to text in things you don't want to hear us talk about anymore at 312-981-7200, I think we need to do an intervention with our old friend David Kaplan. Cap, who does an ESPN radio show every day, posts like a promo video that he shoots on his own phone every morning. And the other day it was a shot of him in the shower.
What?
And
shaving,
it's shaving. And this morning it's a shot of him in a, is it a whirlpool?
The jacuzzi.
The jacuzzi wearing headphones
looking like a lunatic.
What the hell's going on out here?
I was once at the gym, one of the rare times that I went to the gym to work out. So I'm walking to, you know, to go into the gym, and just walking around in the locker room is a more naked than I ever needed to see David Kaplan.
He's one of those.
He wasn't
completely
naked. He wasn't completely naked, but
he's
you don't want to see your coworkers.
There's a lot of naked.
You don't want to see your friends and coworkers that undressed.
And take a look at your junk.
I got to tell you something. Kanye just tweeted, "Cap needs to put some clothes on." Talk to you later.
Bye.